Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let's be real, we've all been there. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media for what feels like 5 minutes, but it's actually closer to an hour? Or maybe you catch yourself doom scrolling news feeds late into the night, even though it leaves you feeling anxious and drained. It happens to the best of us. But today, we're tackling a super important aspect of beating screen addiction: self-compassion. Because let's be honest, scrolling through those endless feeds isn't always about being entertained. Sometimes it's our way of coping with stress, boredom, or even loneliness. And when we judge ourselves harshly for these behaviors, guess what? It just makes us want to escape back into that digital world even more. So, how do we cultivate self-compassion and break free from the cycle of screen addiction? Let's dive in with 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. Number 1. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a close friend struggling with the same issues. Would you berate them or offer a listening ear and understanding? It's time to extend that same kindness and compassion to yourself. Instead of beating yourself up for those mindless scrolling sessions, acknowledge them without judgment and remind yourself that you're learning and growing. Number 2. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. You don't have to go cold turkey on your phone to make a difference. Small changes add up. Start by setting realistic goals, like designating specific screen-free times each day or turning off notifications for less important apps. Celebrate those wins, no matter how small, because every step forward counts. Number 3. Find healthy alternatives. Ever heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, sometimes we need to replace our unhealthy habits with something equally satisfying. Instead of reaching for your phone during downtime, try engaging in activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul, whether it's reading, taking a walk, pursuing a hobby, or simply connecting with loved ones face to face. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. This one is powerful. Take a moment each day to check in with yourself. Notice how you feel physically and emotionally when you're on your phone versus when you're engaged in other activities. What triggers those urges to scroll? Understanding your patterns can help you make more conscious choices about your screen time. Number 5. Be patient and kind to yourself. Remember, breaking any addiction takes time and effort. There will be setbacks along the way, it's totally normal. Don't let those moments derail your progress. Just acknowledge them, learn from them, and keep moving forward with compassion for yourself. Think about that last time you reached for your phone out of boredom or stress. What were you feeling in that moment? Were you anxious? Lonely? Bored? Maybe it was even a little bit of all of the above. Now, picture this. Instead of scrolling through endless feeds, you take a deep breath, put your phone down, and decide to do something else, something that genuinely nourishes your mind, body, or soul. You could listen to your favorite music, go for a walk in nature, call a friend, or even just sit in silence and appreciate the present moment. See, it's not about eliminating technology altogether, it's about using it intentionally and creating space for other activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. So, my friends, remember this. Self-compassion is your superpower. Be kind to yourself, embrace those learning moments, and celebrate every step you take towards a healthy relationship with your phone. You've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who might need it too. Let me know what you think in the comments. What strategies have helped you cultivate self-compassion when it comes to screen time? Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.